Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, it's Sprague here. Really appreciate you listening. You're about to get some podcast excellence. It's presented by Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
This is a Football Friday edition of Dirt and Sprague.
There's glory in the legends of this hard muscle life. And there's poetry in each season made of sweat and strife.
Dirt and Sprague on Football Friday.
Brought to you by Video Only, where you always get the best deals on top-rated brands of TVs and home theater.
All I know is, you mess with me, you got problems.
Dirt and Sprague on 1080 The Fan.
Hey, let's do this. Final hour. Dirt and Sprague here on a Football Friday. Thanks for being with us. Looks like a beautiful morning here in Portland. 99.5 HD2, the Odyssey app, 1080thefan.com. We'll get to Sprague in the line coming up at 8:30. Your fake sponsors, welcome. 503-250-1080. We got one divisional round game we haven't talked much about really this week or at all today, so we'll dive into that here in a little bit. But on the line now is the host of You Better You Bet, an Odyssey Sports betting expert, Ken Barkley. Insider calls brought to you by Driveway.com. Looking for a car? Go to Driveway.com, or you can get pre-qualified, buy a car, get it delivered. Also, be sure to check out You Better You Bet podcast for more of Ken's analysis. Just search You Bet wherever you find your podcast. You can follow him on Twitter at Lockheed Lockerson. Ken, thanks again for the time, man. I started last week's interview, and I want to ask you the same question again. That's how creative I am as a host. But I'm curious. I mean, the games come out. I asked you last week the first thing you look at. So now we have a little bit more to go off of, right? You got some wild card matchups outside of the two teams that had first round buys. These lines are coming out. We know the matchups as of Sunday night. First thing that Ken Barkley's looking at and or identifying going into these divisional round games.
Sure. So I'll transport you back in time. Good to be with you guys, by the way. Good morning. I'm extremely excited for divisional weekend. I think the first thing that I'm looking at when the lines come out, so we'll transport back to, you know, it's Sunday night and it's Monday. Obviously the Cardinals and the Rams played Monday, but we had all those other games take place on Saturday and Sunday. First thing I'm thinking about is what injuries were sustained in the wild card games that might have a significant impact on not just what I think is going to happen in the divisional round, but where the line is going to move. And one thing, you know, I'm sure you guys know this, I'm sure your listeners know this, just following NFL line movements, it's not very much about like sharp opinion or like this whale came in and bet $1 million on one side. The line movement is actually very, very often dictated by injury reports and who we think is going to play and who we think is not going to play. So the first thing that I was thinking, just, you know, to put myself kind of back in those shoes a week ago was, oh man, like Cincinnati suffered a lot of defensive line injuries. I bet that number is going to move more toward Tennessee than what the market expects. What is the injury report going to be like for the Niners when we had just watched Nick Bosa and Fred Warner both get hurt and be unable to finish the game against the Green Bay Packers? What is Tampa's offensive line going to look like against the Rams? Could that dictate line movement during the week? So I think those are some things that are very unique to this week. One other thing that's unique to this week is the impact of the week off for teams like Green Bay and Tennessee. Yeah. How much are you kind of weighting that in terms of making a number? It is very significant in the betting market every year, divisional weekend, even when there used to be two teams that got buys, and now obviously there's only one in each conference. That was a very strong kind of factor in the numbers that you're seeing in the market. So injuries for each team that occurred recently, and then how much am I weighting kind of the advantage of having time off?
Yeah, Ken, you know, you and Nick do a great job, and congratulations, by the way. I saw it yesterday from Nick that you guys are like top 80 most downloaded podcasts. It's awesome. You guys are doing a great job on the BetQL network.
Thank you. Let
me ask you, like, as a very confident individual, and you run through these numbers, is there a team and a side that maybe you loved at the start of the week and you've kind of second-guessed yourself at all in terms of seeing the other team inside of that matchup?
Yes. And I would say this happens very, very rarely. And it's crazy that you're asking me this question this week, because it has happened this week, where I've actually bought out of a bet that I made very early in the week. And we're actually, for people who are listening who also listen to our show, we're going to talk about this on the show today, because I never do it. And I did, and I'm actually really glad that I did, even though the game hasn't happened yet. I bet Tampa early in the week at a pretty good number. I bet them at like a really, like basically 2.5 even, so 2.5 with no juice on it. It opened 2. I felt like the true line in the game had to be probably 3 juice toward Tampa, if, you know, the more that I kind of ran my numbers for it. And I was like, all right, if I get under 3 with Tampa, I just have to bet it. And like, let's see what happens over the course of the week. And the more I think about just the game intuitively, just how I think it's going to play out, and the more that I read injury reports for Tampa and just try to get a sense of what this is going to look like, we don't have a lot of information to go on. We don't know whether Leonard Fournette's going to play. I don't think he's going to play. More importantly, we don't know whether Tristan Wirfs and Ryan Jensen are going to play, two of Tampa's, you know, their best unit is their offensive line. These are two of their offensive linemen who have played basically every single snap the entire season. This was supposed to be an advantage for Tampa Bay against any opponent. It's supposed to be, you know, one of their strengths going into the game, and it might end up being an incredible weakness against Von Miller and Aaron Donald. That alone, honestly, I'm just like, is this a valuable bet anymore? Like, I can buy out of this now for free, basically. I can get the same number, same juice on the opposite side. Like, I can just, it can be a mulligan, basically. And I never take a mulligan. Usually I don't get phased out by stuff later in the week. But with how the Rams played in their first meeting, the roster that Tampa's kind of bringing into this game, basically 4 straight weeks of Panthers, Jets, Panthers, and a really hapless Eagles team. Like, this is just not even in the same zip code as that matchup was. So I know a little bit of a long-winded answer, and it doesn't lead to a valuable bet necessarily on the game, but the more I think about the game, the more I actually think the Rams are going to win.
I love that answer. Now, I like the Rams too, and I feel like, I'm not even Catholic, but I feel like when I gamble against Tom Brady, I need to go to confession and like, sorry, Father, I have sinned. Like, where is that fear in that game? Because I know that's the, I'm with you. Every matchup I'm looking at, the offensive line's banged up, the Rams defensive line is dominant. Their wide receivers are banged up. I know Eric Weddle's off of retirement, but you got Jalen Ramsey to maybe go one-on-one against Mike Evans. We saw the Rams get their running game going right. They're healthy on that side. All these matchups I love, and I'm getting points despite the fact that they're, you know, you're going on the road, but they're 2.5-point underdog. But it's just, it's the Tom Brady factor that has me terrified.
I don't blame you for thinking that. And we have 2 games this week, which are pretty bizarre in that way, where if you want to right now, you can bet Tom Brady under a field goal favorite in a home playoff game, and you can bet Patrick Mahomes under a field goal favorite in a home playoff game. And these are 2 things that are, well, to sort of carry over the analogy that you're making, blasphemous, right? You would never see them in an NFL betting market. But they do make sense, and it's because so many of the teams remaining, basically everyone except Cincinnati and Tennessee, the other 6 teams, I have them all rated almost identically. Like, I have them very close to each other. They're the 6 best teams in the league by basically any measurements, and they're all playing each other. So you're going to see small spreads in a lot of cases. Green Bay had the week off. That's why that number's bigger. But it makes it tough to kind of unpack the games and figure it out. So I know it's weird. Oh, Brady under a field goal. I have to bet that. Mahomes under a field goal. But I really don't think that's necessarily the valuable bet in either game. Every time I think about this game in my head, it's just like, I think the Rams are going to be able to move the ball, explosive pass plays down the field. Now, DeSean Jackson had a huge game in the first meeting, so that's kind of like an apples and oranges thing, but I think Odell Beckham is going to just absolutely crush this game, basically as he has for about 6 straight weeks, with a million touchdowns and a million targets. I just think the Rams offense is going to be too much, and then you're having Tom Brady and a bunch of guys who have never been in the spot before, and maybe 2 offensive linemen who are backups. You know, it just, the Eagles were able to pressure him a ton once those guys left the game. So I think a lot of tricky stuff for Tampa, that just made me buy out of that position. Mm.
Ken, have you ever considered, or what your family would think if you legally changed your name to Lockie Lockerson? I keep looking at your Twitter handle, and it's just unbelievable. And you're working in the gambling sphere. So it's like, I'm more just curious if you ever consider it. It's a great name.
Well, I appreciate that. It was supposed to be like a joke throwaway name. Like, I'm sure a lot of people, like when you start a company, I'm sure you put a lot of effort into thinking of like the name and the branding and the slogan and the logo for that company. Like, you really wanted to, you know, like Uber and Lyft and, you know, like Amazon and all these big companies, like, oh, we want these to like stand for something. So I was working at ESPN, where I worked for about a decade in production. You're kind of working behind the scenes on a lot of shows like SportsCenter and stuff. And at that time, gambling was an incredibly taboo thing. Like, I couldn't work at ESPN and just like be on sportsbook apps on my phone. Like, while I was at work, that would be like a weird thing. I would like feel like I could face discipline for that. So I had to create basically a non-company related Twitter account to engage with people on sports betting, because, and to show you how far we've come, right now I'm on the air and we're just talking about it. You can bet anywhere and it's legal, but that's how it used to be. And we're talking about 10 years ago, 8 to 10 years ago, this was like a big deal still. So I created this Twitter account and I was like, what's some fakey, stupid gambling name that I could come up with really quick, because I just have to create this second Twitter account. I was like, Locky Lockerson, whatever. And to just see it morph into what it's become is actually, it's like just something just absolutely bizarre. Could never have imagined it when I created it.
Oh, I love that it's like a Bodie McBoatface situation. And I also love thinking about you and Stanford Steve meeting secretly in a basement to talk about lines early on at ESPN. Let me ask you about this one though. Cincinnati, Tennessee. I've kind of gone back and forth on this one. I can see Burrow and company keeping this close. You know, I think the Titans have like 5 or 6 games this year where they've won by 3 or like right in that area. So maybe there's some models that say Cincinnati has some value at +4. I've also seen some BetQL models that projects the score to be like 25-27. If you were betting Tennessee, Cincinnati, and I assume you are you leaning more side or total for that game?
I am leaning more to the side. The total, I think, is very tricky, actually, because the interesting part about this game, I think I have Cincinnati nailed. I think I have their rating really, really well. I've come in very close to the closing line on all of the games that they played for the last couple weeks. I think I got them pretty good. Tennessee, I have no clue about, honestly, in making a number, and I don't think anybody can have a clue. Yeah. I mean, this collection of players, Derrick Henry's going to be activated. He has a plate in his foot. He's going to play. This collection of players has not played since week 8. Like, there were 18 weeks in the regular season and we've had a playoff round. It's been a long time since we've seen this collection of players. The defense has played better down the stretch. The offense obviously was missing Derrick Henry. What is the true rating for this team right now? Now, I don't think anybody knows the answer to that question. So I think making a number is a little tricky. Now, I do have an opinion on the game. I like Tennessee. I bet 2.5 when it first opened because I had a feeling this was going to happen. If you wanted to play the game now, I actually like Tennessee's money line a good amount. I think they win by 3 a lot, but I actually think they're more likely to win than the market does, like -170, -180. Mm. For all the talk about Burrow and the offense and everything, the Raiders last week committed about 5 million mistakes. They went 1 for 5 in the red zone. Yeah. They actually outgained Cincinnati on a yards per play. Think about that. The Raiders outgained Cincinnati on a yards per play basis. And Cincinnati obviously wins and advances. I have no expectation that they're going to play well in this game. Nothing about last week would have told me that they're going to play well in this game. And it's still Burrow on the road for his first road playoff start against a team in Tennessee that does very well with extra time to prepare. That's one of Mike Vrabel's strengths historically, off of buys and on mini buys off Thursday night games. The team basically always covers in those situations. Yeah. So I expect a good version of Tennessee in this game. Now, maybe it lands 3. Because of how Tennessee plays, and they generally don't blow a lot of teams out. But I will gladly, honestly, lay the juice and play them to just win this game.
Yeah, on that note, to close it, Mike Vrabel, 8-0 in his career, outright and against the spread, with 9 days between games. So he is a safe bet when he gets that extra time off, for they had the bye last week. So we'll see. That one probably the game everybody's overlooking a little bit, and I hope it's a good one to kick off the weekend. We need some good games after the kind of snoozer that was Wild Card Weekend. Host of the You Better You Bet, the Odyssey Sports Betting Expert, Ken Barkley. Insider calls are brought to you by Driveway.com. Head to Driveway.com to shop more than 25,000 new and used cars in Driveway's nationwide inventory. Give them a follow on Twitter with that handle we're talking about, at Locky Lockerson. Thanks so much for the time, man. Continued success. We always appreciate it, and hopefully we can do it again soon. Thanks for the time here in Portland.
Thanks, guys. Good luck this weekend.
Yeah, you too. There you go. Ken Barkley, Locky Lockerson. He likes Tennessee. The injuries to the D-line of Cincinnati, I know, are a concern. And then I agree with his stance, too, on, you know, he said there at the end, the way the Raiders were able to move the football, they just couldn't convert in the red zone. That's why, I mean, I gambled on the Raiders +5.5. That was such a bad beat. They had so many chances.
I thought that was still a good, like, bets can lose
I felt
and
fine
still
about
be
that
good
bet.
Bets, you know, like, they should have probably covered a 5.5-point spread based on how that game played out.
Dude, they had a strip sack early. They caught a freaking kickoff and ran out of bounds at the 4-yard line in the first half. Like, what are we doing?
Right.
And they still had a shot on 4th and goal to tie the game and send it to overtime.
Yeah. That's what makes me nervous about Cincinnati +4. Again, too, I've talked about the young team thing, and Tennessee got the bye week, and now they got Henry coming back. But again, the BetQL model has this at around 47 points, exactly where Vegas has it, and they've got this as a 3-point game. So if you buy that model, Cincinnati +4, if you could tease it up a little bit, Cincinnati in a teaser might be a good play. We'll have to wait and see, because this is the game that largely is getting overlooked compared to the other three.
We will spring the line coming up at 8:30. I want to talk about this one a little bit. Is the overlooking fair or unfair? I know we've highlighted that a little bit this week. We got some poll questions on the weekend as well. We'll get to the poll questions and talk about that Cincinnati-Tennessee game next on The Fan.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I want to tell you about my Lucy.
A little Albert King for your Friday. Let's go, 8:18. Hey, BetQL got a chance for you to win some money. They're giving props. It's back for round two of the postseason. If you missed the free-to-play contest last week, no problem. It's a new week, which means new props. Another chance for $2,000 up for grabs. Go to BetQL.com/props to sign up. 10 new props have been posted. I think I'm going to take Ja'Marr Chase over 89.5 receiving yards.
I'm taking the over of whatever Deebo Samuel's total yards is for the game.
106.5 is his combined rushing and receiving yards. I'm all over that, too. Most correct picks this week, that one's 2,000. Remember, just by signing up, you're entered into a random grand prize drawing for $10,000. Someone's winning that cash. Might as well be you. Head over to BetQL.com/props right now. Make your picks. That's BetQL.com/props. Is the overlooking of the Tennessee Titans fair or unfair? Because I feel like all week we have spent a lot of time Buffalo Kansas City game of the weekend, no doubt. Aaron Donald, Tom Brady, can't wait. We spent a good amount of time on the 49ers and the Packers, the rivalry game at Lambeau. Can Aaron Rodgers beat the 49ers in the playoffs for the first time in his career? And I just feel like lurking there in the background. It's like, hey, what about me? It's Cincinnati and it's Tennessee. And they're just, and maybe it's because it's the first game of the weekend. Maybe it's because nobody expects either of these teams to win the Super Bowl. But it feels like it's getting forgotten. And there's a lot of disrespect going to the number one seed in the AFC.
Well, I think part of it is Cincinnati's a young team who hasn't done it. Their first time making it. And I think the other part is Tennessee hasn't done it. They got to prove it. Now, you could respond with, well, Buffalo. What about Buffalo? They haven't been to a Super Bowl since the 90s. That's fair, but I think what people see with Buffalo is a young quarterback who can throw the ball like 85 yards if he wants to, and Josh Allen, and a pretty good defensive-minded coach in McDermott. And that's kind of part of Tennessee's story that's always kind of been a little unfair, is how good Mike Vrabel has been in Tennessee, being able to find Ryan Tannehill as a backup to Mariota and convert him into a starting quarterback who they end up giving $90 million to. But yet, because they haven't gotten past the Kansas City problem, which, by the way, nobody has the last 3 years, we hold it against them. And I'm going to tell you right now, whoever wins Kansas City Buffalo, everybody is picking that team to win.
But what's the spread going to be in that game?
I think it's, well, let's say it's Buffalo. Well, I guess either team would go to Tennessee.
If Tennessee wins,
pick whoever you want. Sure. Let's just throw Buffalo in it. If it's Buffalo at Tennessee, I bet you it's Buffalo -4. If it's Kansas City at Tennessee, I bet you it's Kansas City -5. Like, I just think that's where the market's going to go, and we'll have to wait and see. I could be off on that. But my gut says that's where it's going to go, and people are still going to bet those teams. So is it fair to overlook them? I mean, no, it's a playoff game. It matters. But I think what you're dealing with here is a team that people can't buy into for reasons they almost can't explain. Because it's not just Ryan Tannehill. It's the fact of how many Titans games do you think everybody's watched this year on average? One, two.
They haven't been on primetime a lot. I remember the Buffalo game was a primetime game.
The Ram game was a Sunday night football game.
But it has not been a regular occurrence where it's like every other week you're getting them on one of those primetime matchups.
You're going to get good value. If they can beat Cincinnati this weekend, they're going to host the AFC Championship game. You may have real good potential of getting value there with them as the home team being potentially a dog.
The funny thing about this game is all week I've been leaning Cincinnati, and I still haven't decided where I'm going to go. Coming up 8 minutes from now, Sprague of the Line.
I can't wait to see where you end up.
All week long. And then, you know, you start diving into some of the matchups and numbers in this game, and it's so funny because I'll lean one way, and then you just keep reading stat after stat after stat that goes in the direction of Tennessee. And I'm wondering if it's going to be enough to knock me off of my confidence mountain, because Ryan Tannehill, just for example, over the last 3 weeks of the regular season, we all know there's differing takes on where he's at as a starting quarterback in the league. Last 3 weeks of the regular season, he posted a 79.4 total QBR. There's your nerd stat of the day. That was the third best in the NFL over that span. He threw 7 touchdowns and didn't have a single interception. 7 touchdowns, no picks, third best QBR in the league over the last basically month of the season. And his rushing touchdowns were the second most in the league this year behind Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts had 10. Tannehill was second in the league in rushing touchdowns. So you forget about him down in the red zone, his ability to use his legs. And then the stat that we just used for Ken Barkley, Mike Vrabel in his career at Tennessee is 8-0 outright and against the spread when he's given 9 days to prepare for a game.
How many days has he had?
He's had a week, 2 weeks. He's had the bye week. So he's never, not only has he never not covered a spread, he's never lost a game since being at Tennessee. Now, the big caveat here is obviously the situation around Derrick Henry. He's got a plate in his foot, and just how healthy is he going to be?
I don't think that's
not a big deal.
Well, no, it's a big deal to get him back. I'm not saying it's not great for them to get back. To me, though, Tennessee could win that game without him. I think the Cincinnati defense is vulnerable. Now, it sounds like Trey Hendrickson's going to play, their edge rusher. He's been practicing this week on a limited basis.
Yeah, he cleared protocol.
He is going to play, so that's pretty vital. But, like, what we said about that Raider game, and they ended up hitting the under in that, but I text you guys in panic mode on the second quarter, like, why did I bet the under in this game? They got cold. I think that Cincinnati defense, you can move the ball on them. And without Derrick Henry, I think the Titans can move it. So if you add Derrick Henry, you know, just from the gambling angle of these things, I don't know if I want to go near the spread. Because I could see a scenario where Tennessee's up a touchdown, Burrow throws a pick late, game over. I would lean more the over-under, and I'm leaning the over because all the projections have this at right around 47. I think the Cincinnati defense is more vulnerable to give up points. And I think Tennessee's defense can break a little bit too, considering the Raiders geared up for Ja'Marr Chase, and that didn't fare well very well for them.
Yeah, good luck stopping him.
So I would lean more towards betting the over of the game more so than looking at the spread. I think this game is going to be right in the wheelhouse of a touchdown or less, but I don't feel comfortable in that regard. So I think we're going to have a good football game, but I just it's hard to doubt Tennessee as a home favorite given the rest that you mentioned with Vrabel. They're the number one seed, and even though this line was bet up from where it opened, I still feel like there's this underdog vibe around them that, like, oh, sure, yeah, go ahead, win your game. We'll see if you can even do that, but we're not giving you a shot. And we said this about them as soon as they lost Derrick Henry. They kept winning football games, right? They dropped a couple that they probably wish they'd get back, but, like, overall, they took care of business and they secured the one seed without Derrick Henry. That should mean something. And yet, here we are talking about Kansas City Buffalo probably playing in a pseudo AFC championship game.
The team, too, that had a disappointing postseason exit last year. Remember, they were coming off their AFC title appearance, and they hosted the Ravens in the first round of the playoffs as division champs and lost. Remember, Lamar had that long touchdown run in the fourth quarter, that 50-yard touchdown run. Mike Vrabel punted from, like, the 32-yard line or whatever it was. It's that surrender punt. So, disappointing loss. We'll see if they can make up for it. How about the split in this? So, I threw out a poll question last night for the NFC and AFC. The overwhelming answer in the NFC, I just asked, what title game are we going to get? Packers and Bucks ran away with it. Not surprising, right? A lot of people, it's Tom Brady. Who's going to gamble against Tom Brady? It's Green Bay. People think they're going to win this weekend. I am going to pick a different matchup, too. Listeners are saying 47% Packers and Bucks. When I asked the question in the AFC, and you obviously have four different scenarios, Here are the splits. 31%, 28%, 20%, 20%. That's how spread out it is. Titans and Bills is most answered, then Titans and Chiefs at 31 and 28. But then you get Bengals and Bills at 20% and Bengals and Chiefs at 20%. So it seems like, at least from our audience, a lot more intrigue in the AFC and a lot bigger difference in opinion about who's going to win those games this weekend. I just hope that one gets us off to a good start. Tennessee and Cincinnati is the first one tomorrow.
What would get you most excited for an AFC championship?
If I'm going to be honest with you, I think it's Cincinnati.
See, my only concern with Cincinnati is they kind of have the Buffalo thing. We were excited about that last year, man. I remember we talked about that game, and Buffalo, they just hadn't been there. And Kansas City had already established this, and it got out of hand, and it was a pretty ugly game to watch.
You give me a Bengals-Bills AFC title game, I think that'd do it for
me. I would be nervous Cincinnati lay an absolute dud, and Buffalo would blow them out, and they're throwing penis-shaped things on the field to celebrate going back to a Super Bowl.
That very well could happen. We'll get to the other poll questions coming up to close out the show. We got one on Major League Baseball, and then also, what game's going to have the higher rating this weekend? That was a debate earlier on. Is it Green Bay, San Francisco, or is it Buffalo in Kansas City?
The voting on that question, by the way, surprised me starting.
The
higher rated game?
Higher rated game, yeah. We'll give you an update on that one here coming up in about 20 minutes. But get your fake sponsors in. 503-250-1080. It is Sprague in the line time. I got to finalize my picks here in the commercial break. Where are we going? We're picking four games. KT gave us his four. He's taking all the favorites. So we'll remind you of those. We'll tweet them out. We'll make our picks. We'll give you the standings. All that's next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Sprague and the Line.
Gambling's fun.
Sprague and the Line.
Love gambling.
Sprague and the Line is brought to you by Invisible Golf Clubs, as those are the only one kinds you're going to be swinging without paying for some. Yeah, that's kind of how I'm feeling too right now.
Boy, you... You've held it together pretty well. The composure, the fact that I am playing for your golf clubs that I'm currently losing.
Yeah, the last 2 weeks, it is, it's kind of one of those, it's like a baseball regular season. You know what I mean? Like, it's April, yes. I'm not panicking. Now it's September, and we're not in the playoffs yet, and we need some wins here.
Yeah, I get it. I get it.
Sprague and Lime brought to you by Meatloaf. Sprague would do anything for love, but he won't use common sense to make his picks.
R.I.P. Meatloaf and Louis Anderson, man.
What a day.
What a bummer.
What a day.
They're all just going. Bob Saget, Betty White, Sidney Poitier, Meatloaf, Louis Anderson, John Madden.
Yeah.
Who's next?
What a rough couple of weeks. Sprague and Lime brought to you by Dirt's Free Golf Clubs. Well, it was a good thought, but you were counting on Sprague's picks. Yeah, that's true.
No.
Sprague and Lime brought to you by Sprague's alleged Christmas COVID. I heard a rumor he just used it as an excuse to keep his bookies away from him. Smart, smart strategy there.
That's a very good theory. I wish I didn't spend Christmas Day on my couch sleeping and feeling like absolute dog crap from COVID.
Spring and Lime brought to you by COVID-19. COVID-19 has a better chance of being cured by the common aspirin than Sprague's picks do of winning. Just toss in an aspirin, you'll be good to go. Spring and Lime brought to you by Big Ben, unsolicited, but hey, you're getting them anyways. That's pretty good. Spring and Lime brought to you by Lockie Lockerson. Use my picks and you'll be Brokey Brokerson. All right, here's where we're at on the year, gentlemen. Swigard, the struggle continues.
I got one win last week.
You were 1-2. That's true. You didn't go 0-4. You were 1-2.
This is your worst season by
a mile. It's been a rough year. Hey, we all have our rough years. I had a rough year last year.
It can be so good 1 year, and then you just go into the crap the next.
That's the way it works. So, Swag, you are 22-32-2.
Yikes.
Chances of a 500 season slipping away rapidly. Sprague, you and I are 30-26-1. We both were 2-1 last weekend. I hit on the Rams and the Chiefs, lost on the Raiders. I still contend that was a bad beat. You hit on the Raiders and Bengals under. You also hit on the Rams, and then you lost on the Buffalo-New England under. Swag, your winning pick was Kansas City. You also took the Raiders with me and lost, and you also took the under in New England and Buffalo. And Buffalo covered that one on its own. And then KT went 3-0. So we're picking four games this week. You can either do all four division games. You can do over-unders. Mm-hmm. Does not matter. I got my picks written down. We got KT's. Sprague, floor is yours. First pick.
I will start now. I want to make it clear. There's a couple sides that I like personally, but I'm in a position of trying to win golf clubs. So I'm actually going to go against some logic in these picks because I got to try to beat KT.
You got to use strategery.
Need him to have a really bad weekend with favorites, and I need some of these to hit. I'm going to start with Rams. Bucks. Look, banged up offensive line. Doesn't sound good for Tristan Wirfs. We'll see how good Jensen can be, assuming he does play. I know they got Fournette back. I think the Rams can really scheme some things. The Rams disguise their coverages more than any team in the NFL. Do you know what defense Tom Brady struggles with the most? Teams that disguise their defense.
Oh.
It could be a big day for that Ram defensive line. Stafford makes me nervous as all hell, but I think they can run the football, get Cooper Kupp open, create some things for Odell. I'm going to take the Rams, and we get to bet this a half point in our contest here. So I'm taking the Rams plus the 3.5. I think this is going to be a close football game. I love the Rams in a teaser bet with the current line that it's at, but I'll take Rams plus 3.5.
Okay.
I'll go in chronological order. We'll start with Bengals and Titans. And so much is uncertain here that I think it has the potential to kind of get wild and crazy. So I'm going to take over 47.5. I think a Burrow and Chase still has big playability. Tennessee can give up big plays. I think there is the potential for turnovers, special team score, all sorts of nonsense. Derrick Henry, even though he's expected to be back, I don't know how much they're going to utilize him. If they can make a run, they don't want to burn him out in this week and then not have him available. So I think they will still get creative. The Cincinnati defense overall at times can be played a little bit. So I'm going to roll with the over here.
Okay, I like that pick. I like the over too. I'll go in chronological order as well. I'll start with Cincinnati and Tennessee. We just talked about that game. I gave you all the metrics to tell you why you should bet on Tennessee. And what do? I don't listen to the science. I don't listen to the evidence. I'm taking Cincinnati in this game, despite the fact that Mike Vrabel is 8-0 coming off a 9-day break against the spread and outright. I'm trusting my gut. My gut has told me all week that I don't buy in completely to what Tennessee's doing. I look at their wins late in the season as slightly inflated against inferior teams outside of the San Francisco win, and I still think they had no business winning that game. They're coming off a bye, which is huge, but I don't think Cincinnati's just happy to be here. I don't think they're playing with house money. I think Joe Burrow was different. I don't know if they win it outright, but I can buy it up a half a point to Cincinnati plus 4. I think they can lose this game by a field goal, 27-24, 31-28, somewhere in that range. Tennessee's secondary I don't trust completely, and I think Burrow and Chase can take advantage of about any secondary in the league. Nobody's playing better football than Joe Burrow really in the NFL right now, so I'm going to take the Bengals plus 4 on the road at Tennessee.
I'm going to play the over-under of Buffalo-Kansas City next. Rob Pozzola is a very famous betting sharp guru in the sphere of sports gambling. He made an interesting note. When Josh Allen has like a passer rating above 110, the next week it drops all the way down to like 79 and 80, which is like Baker Mayfield level here. I'm not suggesting Josh Allen's going to be awful. I just think we're all thinking this game's going to be 45-40. Kansas City's defense has been good. Mm-hmm. As Alex Gold mentioned, Ingram's been a good addition, and Buffalo's going to be playing with their hair on fire defensively. BetQL right now projects this score is a 5-star lock to hit the under of 53.5. This over-under is hit 54. I'm going to bet it up even a half point above that in case it hits 54. I'm going to play the under of 54.5 Buffalo, Kansas City. And I think we're going to get a little defense mixed in with some of these potent offenses.
Okay.
I'll go to Lambeau Saturday night. I know there's a lot of coming in on the 49ers. I just don't buy it. Jimmy G almost let the Cowboys back in and win that game. They had no business winning in the wild card round. He cannot make all of those mistakes. He is dinged up, banged up. I think the Packers are going to bait him into at least one interception, if not some more. They've had 2 weeks to plan for this. Aaron Rodgers, if it is a swan song, he's not losing his last game at Lambeau Field to the 49ers.
I mean, we've only said that 3 different times in his run, but okay.
I will lay 5.5 and take the Packers at home.
Spring and Line brought to you by the Dallas Cowboys. Oh, you were disappointed last weekend. Hold my beer. I'm in lockstep with you on this one, Swag. I have a future ticket on Green Bay to win the Super Bowl. Now, I picked him 3 years in a row, so take that with a grain of salt. I'm like Chris Berman at this point. Nobody circles the wagons.
Yeah.
I just, there's a trust factor there that does not exist with Jimmy Garoppolo. The shoulder is hurt. The finger is hurt. I think they're going to be able to run the football on Green Bay, and I don't see this being a boat race from start to finish. But the Packers getting healthy, getting their offensive line back, having the 1-2 punch in the backfield of Dillon, Jones, I think that's dynamic. And then Aaron Rodgers, Devontae Adams is unstoppable. So I think the Packers can win this game by a touchdown, slowly pulling away as the game goes on. The 49ers, as Green Bay scores, will become more reliant on Jimmy Garoppolo in that weather. I'm not buying it. I'm taking the Packers as well, -5.5.
Okay, I like that pick. My next game, I'm going to go to Cincinnati, Tennessee here. Swag mentioned it. I'm also taking the over. I don't think there's going to be a great defensive performance by Cincinnati. Trey Hendrickson's going to help. Maybe there's a slight rust factor in incorporating Derrick Henry back into what they've been because they had to switch that up a little bit. I'm going to bet the over. I think you can score on Tennessee. I think you can score on Cincinnati. And we'll see what happens with special teams. This is 47.5. I'm going to take that half point and bet it down and hope for a push at worst. I'll take the over 47, Cincinnati, 47. Tennessee.
Okay, Swag.
Bucks, Rams. With the injury concerns for the Bucks, I think offensively it will go into Tom Brady's hands. They'll do a lot of short passing. They'll really try and work Gronk, but I think they're going to be very conservative. I also think they're going to try to milk the clock. They are going to huddle up. They are going to draw this thing out so as not to give the Rams as many possessions. I'm taking the under of 48.5. That's what it currently is on DraftKings. I'm like you. I just can't. If Tom Brady's got the ball at the end with a chance to win, it's a one-score game. I can't bet against him. But I think this is going to be a rapidly played game. And we shall see, but I think it stays under the number.
Interesting. Yeah, I'm going to do the whole forgive me, Father, for I have sinned. I am gambling against Tom Brady this weekend. I'm going to do it, and I have liked the Rams all week. The line has gone up slightly. I'm going to bet it up to 3.5. Give me that half a point. I think the consensus line right now is somewhere around 3. I like the Rams' ability to run the football. They found that last weekend. Cam Akers is back. He's healthy. Their offensive line is playing well. They have, and this is where I could not have been more wrong on something, of their acquisition of Odell Beckham. He he has changed their offense, especially in the absence of Robert Woods. Mm-hmm. I think I read a stat earlier this week that when Stafford targeted him last week, he had a perfect passer rating. He was the game changer in that game, not Cooper Kupp, which was something if you would have told me months ago, I would not have believed. He has bought in. He's been a difference maker. And it comes down to offensive line injuries. It is the most overlooked thing in all of football. We never talk about offensive lines, how they're playing, how injured they are. Tampa Bay's being banged up is terrifying because the one D line you don't want to face with a banged up offensive line is the Rams defensive line. I'm all over it. I'm betting it up a half point. Give me the Rams plus 3.5.
ESPN projects right now the over in Green Bay, San Francisco to hit at 68%. That's a pretty high clip, but my gut is telling me to stay away from it from the cold weather element here. A lot of running of the football, killing some clock. Very well may hit, and I could be an idiot come Monday. I'm going to lean in on the opposite side of the Green Bay love. This line has actually come down a half point. If Bosa plays, it's a game changer because the Niners are going to get Warner and Bosa back. That would be huge for what they are. I know Rodgers is Rodgers, but I think San Francisco can incorporate some offensive things to really cause for concern. And Green Bay's defensive, the rush defense is like very middle, the bottom of the road in the NFL. I think San Francisco can run the ball. I'll take San Francisco. Okay. Plus six.
San Francisco plus six, okay.
Finale in Kansas City. I think Brian Daboll is going to utilize the running game more than the Chiefs are expecting. I will take the Bills plus two.
Bills plus two.
I might come down to Harrison Butker at the at the close to clinch that thing by a point. But, no, I think Buffalo has learned its lessons from previous years now, and they are ready to go in and pull the upset.
Why not just take them with the money line at two? Like the odds of you covering a 2-point spread and but losing
some juice there.
Wouldn't you just take the money line in that situation?
I still think there's Patrick Mahomes crazy weird magic okay. at the end for a Butker 56-yard field goal to win by a point.
Okay. I don't need to add much. I'm taking Kansas City in that game. Until I see somebody beat Kansas City in the AFC playoff picture, I'm not going to believe it. My heart is rooting for Buffalo because I think the story is great. My mind and my wallet will be rooting for Kansas City. They're at home, and until I see it, I won't believe it. Give me Kansas City minus a two. I'm going to recap the picks on the other side because we're against it. We'll get you set for the weekend. We got some poll questions we need to answer. We'll send you off divisional round weekend. Close it up next on The Fam.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter. And Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
There you go, fist pumping your way into the weekend every single Friday. Looks like it's going to be a beautiful, beautiful weekend. Some sunshine ahead here. The wonderful city of Portland, as Calabro would say, Portland, Oregon. We love you, Portland, Oregon. I do have a dilemma tomorrow, so I got to work tomorrow. I got to call a Winterhawks game. So if you don't care about 49ers and Packers, turn on over. You want some rivalry in your life. How about Portland and Seattle on the CW?
You're going to be working in the middle of that
6
game?
6 o'clock puck drop.
Well, I got pilots are at BYU, so we got Condo Cast tomorrow Condo at 5:30.
At Swag House?
Okay, I'm doing the Back to the Futures gambling show right at the start of the kick of Chiefs-Bills, so that's going to be fantastic.
That'll be lovely. I have decided, though, like the dilemma, And I'm not going to be able to probably do it, but I am going to give it my best effort, because I usually, when I broadcast a game, I have to get to the arena at about 2 o'clock, you know, give or take a couple hours early, go over stuff, tape all the things you need to tape. So I'm going to miss both games tomorrow live. And I'm not going to look at my phone. I'm not going to look at scores. And I'm going to watch both of them when I get home on the DVR. Fast forward through the commercial breaks.
Contrary to what many would tell you, you actually don't need to live tweet sports.
No, you do not.
And share every waking opinion that you have during a game. Oh, the Bills are amazing. And then they lose and you freezing cold takes yourself. It is possible to live your life and not have to be on social media while watching sports.
I'm kind of excited. You know, I get home because the hockey games go pretty quick. So it'll be over at like 8:30. So I should be done right as the Packers 49er game ends. And then I come home, I'm going to just crack open a bunch of cold ones or pour myself a few cocktails, yep. Sit down.
Mm-hmm. So I'll be able to watch the first game.
Yeah, before the pilots.
And it's pretty easy while you're doing a game to ignore everything else.
Yes, not looking at scores,
exactly.
You're not looking at, but yeah.
Well, but are you
I'm not
going to
be on Twitter.
If you get a score, let's say, Swigard, you're walking around or something and you catch wind via somebody, the result of a game that you're recording and not watching,
I'll
I don't allow that
it.
To bother me.
No,
like, I'll still watch
I'm past
it.
That.
If it's like a regular season game and for some reason I wanted to record, maybe I'll be a little bummed about it. But for this, I mean, I'm fast. And we talk about these all week. So I need to watch these games either way, whether I know the final score or not. But you'd give it an effort, right? You give it an effort to try and block out the noise and not read text messages. So see if I can pull it off. But that's my game plan for tomorrow. Couple of poll questions here at Dirt and Sprague on Twitter. We asked this one earlier in the show. We debated it. Which game will have higher TV ratings this weekend? Packers and 49ers ran away with it.
I couldn't believe that.
Now, part of this could be because we had Steve Pfeiffer retweet us from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and add some Wisconsin votes to this poll question. That needs to be noted.
Mm-hmm.
Could be slightly tilted in the favor of that game. But 67% responded Packers and 49ers. 33% said Bills and Chiefs.
Mm.
Then I asked this one last night, where are you at on Major League Baseball coming to Portland? We opened the show with that if you weren't awake at 6 o'clock this morning. The report from Bob Nightingale, baseball's top two cities for expansion right now. Again, this is according to Bob Nightingale, who's wrong 78% of the time, is Nashville and Montreal. So take it with a grain of salt, but we did have a segment. If you miss it, you can go check the podcast. Just about haven't heard much from the Diamond Project, and it's been frustrating because they've gone kind of radio silent over the last 2 years since COVID began. 53% of people responding said there's no chance it happens. No chance.
I don't buy that.
You're in that camp?
Oh, yeah.
You're not in that camp, Swag?
I'm not in that camp.
Nashville more appealing. Yeah. I think Montreal's more appealing. I think Vegas is more appealing.
Unless baseball's changed its stance that when they finally get to expansion, that everything we heard for the last decade is there'll be one team in the Eastern time zone, one team in the Pacific time zone. That's the plan because they want to keep things on an equal distribution and all of that sort of stuff. So,
what's the Vegas time zone?
That's your concern,
yep.
If you're Portland.
Yep.
42% said it might happen someday.
I just wonder, Major League Baseball in the desert, 81 home games for a Vegas team, how much daily interest is there? Can they reproduce what they've got with the... I mean, the Raiders had a built-in fan base, and the Golden Knights is just magical.
Your
what
concern
happened.
For baseball would be ticket sales in Vegas?
You want to go there in July or August?
When they have a retractable roof and air conditioning?
I think we dive into this with like 38 seconds left in the show.
I don't think that's a concerning part for Vegas. It's about, can you get the stadium built? Because they just built a minor league ballpark. It's tough to see it happening in Portland, man. Even with a group that says they have all the backing, it's tough right now the way the city is.
Well, hey, let's just hope we get some good divisional round games. Last week was a bit of a dud. I want 4 good games. Starts tomorrow, Tennessee and Cincinnati, 1:30. Don't forget to check out the Portland Winterhawks podcast. I'm going to post the latest episode today, so keep an eye out for that at 1080 The Fan. If you miss any of the show, check out the podcast at Dirt and Sprague at 1080 The Fan on Twitter, 1080thefan.com. Have a great weekend, everybody. Enjoy those divisional round playoff games. We will talk to you Monday. At 6 a.m. Collins next, listening to 1080 The Fan. Get it from the main
vibe. All right. You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue.
And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.